This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea, the leader Kim Jong-un says that the test of a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile does confirm that his country has another reliable and maximum capacity weapon to contain any outside threats. North Korea state media said Saturday that Kim oversaw the launch of the missile a day after its neighbors said they had decided the launch of or detected the launch of an ICBM potentially capable of reaching the continental United States. Some foreign experts said that the missile is still under development, but it is the North's longest-range ballistic weapon designed to carry multiple nuclear warheads to defeat U.S. missile defense systems. These actions have once again drawn criticism from world leaders. More from VOA's Bill Gallo.
Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese condemned the launches as the actions of a rogue state.
Call it for North Korea to stop this reckless activity, this provocation, and to stand by and to comply with previous United Nations resolutions, and we stand ready to be a part of a global response to this.
North Korea is upset at the U.S. and its allies for increasing military drills. Washington says the drills have only been increased because North Korea has ramped up missile tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
Leaders from around the Asia-Pacific are wrapping up a summit in Bangkok, Thailand, with talks on how to help steer the region's economies through the turmoil of war, pandemics, and other threats to peace and stability. A White House official said U.S. President or Vice President Kamala Harris exchanged brief remarks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. Ukraine's electricity grid chief warned of hours-long power outages as Russia zeroed in on Europe's energy infrastructure with heavy artillery and missile attacks that interrupted supplies to as much as 40% of the country's people. At the onset of winter, freezing temperatures have been putting additional pressure on energy networks, and according to the grid operator. The capital of Kyiv is already facing a huge deficit in electricity, according to Mayor Vitaly Klitschko to the Associated Press. About 1.5 to 2 million people, about half of the city's population, are periodically plunged into darkness as authorities switch electricity from one district to another. Thousands of people gathered on Friday in Kherson's main square to receive humanitarian aid after Ukrainian forces recaptured the southern city from Russian troops a week ago. Kherson resident Valentina Ben said people have been living with nothing for the past 8 months. Aid groups said that they needed a period of calm so basic services could be restored. A recent boost in titles for Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has proven crucial to shielding him from a U.S. lawsuit in the killing of a U.S.-based journalist. VOA Cindy Sain explains why.
The U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is once again in the spotlight after the Biden administration recommended that a Washington court consider him immune from prosecution in a civil lawsuit brought in the United States by Hatice Cengiz, fiancé of slain columnist Jamal Khashoggi, and Democracy for the Arab World Now, the rights group he founded. The 2018 killing in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul of Khashoggi, a royal family insider turned critic, temporarily isolated the crown prince, widely known as MBS, in the West. He has denied that he ordered the killing. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The Brazilian president-elect Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva met Friday with the prime minister of Portugal in an effort to rekindle ties between the two Portuguese-speaking countries after 4 years of cool relations. More than 200,000 Brazilian immigrants live in Portugal, making them by far the largest foreign community. Portugal is the second most popular choice for immigrating Brazilians under and after the United States. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.